Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that's stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Oh, I say this every week. I just love that commercial. Anyways, this is Natalie, also known as Starscast, here with you tonight with the lovely Maya Moon and my lovely stars, Candy Priestess Ransom, sitting in the chat room. So if anybody wants to go in there, you're welcome to do that. She's sitting there right now. And, of course, if you want to call in to chat, give us, you know, share something, the number is 347-838-9736. So I'm going to welcome Maya Moon. How are you doing tonight, Maya Moon?
I'm doing good, Miss Natalie. Thanks. Glad to be here. And great show, pretty interesting topic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is about karma. Part one, because we figured there would be an awful lot to discuss, and maybe people would come in and ask questions. And now, for the easy part, karma is, we've all heard about it, it's you do good, you get good. You get good karma. You do not so good, you get not so good karma. I mean, everybody will say, oh, karma's going to get you. But what does that really mean? You know, I mean, is God sitting up there or whoever you believe in say, okay, Natalie, you did something wrong. Now you're going to get something bad. That's why I feel it's a lot better to just do good things, do under grace like I do, and Maya Moon, and of course Candy in there, and don't cause harm to anyone. And how can you fail? How can you have bad karma? I did a little bit of research. I mean, I'm not really the expert. I think Maya Moon really is. But karma means action, work, or deed. Okay, so it literally means action or doing. Any kind of intentional action, whether mental, verbal, or physical, is regarded as karma. So sometimes you probably didn't think that. Oh, like if I trip somebody in school and they fall and hit their head, well, that's not so good. You did it intentionally. That is not good. I'm using that as a joke, of course. But looking back on my life, I'm trying to think, I really didn't cause harm that I am aware of. And I don't know, Maya, I'm going to let you start this off because you are more of the expert. And, of course, you know, I'll put in my 2 cents worth. I always do.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at karma. And I think that it's one of those things where every way is a little bit, there's a little bit of truth and a little bit of right to it. The way that if I had, and it's very difficult to try to sum up what karma is in sentence or like that definition, I agree with that. But I would say that it varies a little bit from fate and destiny. And karma is the balancing of all things, of all energies, of the good, the bad, the positive, the negative, physical, spiritual, and emotional. It's the ability to interpret, like you said, what we give. If we give good, we get good back. And it's not really that it's punishment. If you do bad, you're going to get punished with karma. It's the ability to reach a state of eternal compassion, love, and caring so that divine, whatever you might recognize as divine, flows through you in a constant flow. So it's almost to me like coming full circle. But I don't believe we can do that in one lifetime. So our karma comes in bits and pieces. And if we believe in reincarnation, which I do, then we, each life we might be working something out. So people may say, in this lifetime, they may say, well, why does it seem like, you know, like the poor versus the rich, I guess, would be a good example. Because we need to see both sides of every story, of every lifestyle, of every way of being. You might have been the millionaire in another lifetime, but now you have to understand what it's like to be without that financial. So I think it goes on like that, and I do believe that it's actions, and that in some way those are reciprocated, or like a boomerang, that energy is returned to us, because whatever we do, good or bad, I believe that it is part of our entire universal lesson and our spirituality, and the whole reason, our purpose, I guess I should say, part of our purpose to be able to experience everything that we give, again, whether that's loving and good and kind, or that which is not so much that way. So I do believe that, and, you know, this month my guides have said karma was going to be, and we can talk about that later too, that karma was going to be a stronger influence than free will. So now what's your take? What do you think about that?
Well, I agree. Like I said, I can't say that I'm an authority. However, okay, so well, let's use me as an example. So my last lifetime, maybe I was very wealthy. I don't know if maybe I was in charge of something, because I'm in charge now, but maybe I wasn't nice in charge. Maybe, because this time I seem to, this care about me, this giving about me, it goes like overboard. I mean, it's like almost like I'm making up for something that maybe I didn't do before. Is that possible?
I believe it is, yeah.
Okay, so Natalie, whatever she was lifetimes before, the last time or whatever, maybe she wasn't maybe as nice as she could have been. Maybe, you know, she wasn't as giving and caring, you know, and so she just walked around like her head up in the air, you know, nose up in the air, and didn't pay attention to people. And I'm really talking a good story, because this is exactly the opposite of what I do now. I don't say she was in charge of anything. I think she was like, you know, not high on the echelon of, she wasn't in poverty, but she wasn't real, you know, she didn't have a lot of money. But she could have had just enough. Now, I also think, and I'm going to ask you this, Maya, now some of what could have happened to me before that's happening now, I mean, I'm not wealthy. I'm striving to bring light to the world, to present everybody to the world. That's my mission, is that's what I want to do, and that's really important to me. So how would it be I was before? I mean, was I just subservient? Maybe I wasn't really anything, but maybe money wasn't that important to me then either, because it's not important to me now. I mean, that's possible. You take bits and pieces, right, from lifetimes before. It's not just your last lifetime. Maybe it was the one before that to bring me to where,
yeah,
I am right now. Is that possible?
Yeah. I mean, it's a combination, but I would say that if your strong karmic purpose or your feeling, which karma, I describe that as the feeling of supposed to be. It's supposed to be, I'm supposed to be with that person, or I'm supposed to be doing this, or I'm supposed to be here. When we feel that, you know, just so strongly. So you're bringing people together, and it's your goal to help others in a big way and bring others notice. So it might be that in a prior life, or lives, maybe you were very self-absorbed, and maybe,
yeah,
you,
exactly, self-centered.
You know, right, and it, rather than trying to help people rise through the ranks, instead you utilize their weaknesses so that you could rise above. I mean, there's a lot of different ways of looking at it. But in the end, I think that what karma, it's so many different things and it has so many different meanings. But I believe, yes, that what you're doing in this life has to have, you know, it does apply to past lives. I mean, definitely. And like you said, that's a good point. It doesn't necessarily have to be just that one most recent life. It could be the culmination of several, or it could be a lesson that we choose to learn or to undo or redo or to accept the opposite of from a life we lived, you know, three lifetimes ago or four lifetimes ago.
And it can affect you emotionally, spiritually, physically, all of those areas. So, you know, spiritually, maybe I really didn't care about anything. Maybe because now it's my ultimate goal. It's just totally the opposite. I mean, like, you know, I'll look at people, even my friends. I always use them as an example, and I'm not like them at all. Not at all. But I think we talked about that when I was a little girl. I probably got lessons from the angels and didn't even really realize it. So maybe before, in another lifetime, I was like a loner. Maybe I didn't really care much about who brought us into the world or what you did. I mean, you know, like you said, I was just like into myself. And right now it's just totally the opposite. And so emotionally it could be the same thing. Maybe, you know, right now I always say that I'm not complete. Maybe in another lifetime, not just necessarily the last one, maybe I had more of it all emotionally than I have right now. And you can even think about having to take care of my husband and his lifetimes. Look at what I did in this lifetime for him. So that had to carry from another lifetime. That had to have been from before, that maybe I had a chance then to take care of someone and I didn't do it. Maybe I turned my back on him. And so that this time around, she's...
Right, or maybe you were the person, I was going to say, maybe you were the person that was ill and you weren't fully appreciative of maybe what it took for them to care for you. So this time around, you were in the caretaking position. But either of, or all of them are possible.
Yeah, it really is. And it could be a culmination of a few past lifetimes that come this time around. And I know you said something to me, I don't know how long ago, you said, well, May is a time when you're going to, karma is going to take effect. And you said to me, well, we all know, Natalie, you are going to get good karma because all of the good that you've done. Now, does that happen because of what I'm doing now that you said that? I mean, I feel right now spiritually I'm probably almost where I should be as far as, I mean, I won't lay down in front of a car, but I certainly would run in front of a bus if my granddaughter was there and I had to push her out of the way. Yes, I would do that. But I'm just saying, you know, maybe I have reached some understanding of spirituality so that I can be like that. Maybe before, I didn't give two hoots about it. You know, maybe, oh, well. So what are you praying for in the last lifetime, you know? Why do you pray to that God? Why? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I that's what I think happens, but I think it could be a culmination of a lot of lifetimes, not necessarily your last. But you have to explain what you said to me about the month of May, and if they read your guidance in mysticlivingtoday.com, they will see that. And also, I'm sure tomorrow you'll start to talk about this in the blog. So why is this a month of karma? Why is this a month that you said that will be good karma? Like, use me an example, I guess, because that's what you told me.
Well, I believe with you specifically, it is part of the rewards and benefits of the sacrifices that you've made in this life, with a sprinkling of what you have given in past lives. So, you know, this life or this month is going to be a positive karmic month for you in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for some people that may not be true, but I believe that it's based more so on what you've done in this life with just some residual effects of past lives. That's what I would say that I,
okay.
I feel. That is, because you,
and that
you
makes
tried,
sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes good sense, you know. And I have strived very, very hard, worked very long hours, and felt the pressures. And remember, when you have a bunch of spiritual people that come together that work on a platform, I'm the one that feels all of them. I look out at them as if they were, we were all in a room and I'm standing in front of them, you know, watching what they're doing and making sure everything is kind of guiding their way. And I do that with keywords, which I just sent a note out about, that's really kicking in right now. And I talk to Tony a lot about this because we decide what's going to happen when. And he'll say to me, well, what do you think? And I said, well, are you asking me spiritually or mentally? He said, well, since the site is spiritual, he says, I guess I have to ask you spiritually, what do you think? And I'll say, well, if I give you a task at a particular day, and I say, okay, you know, Tony, I would really like this done, then I'm getting a message from somewhere that this really needs to get done. And he said, okay, I got that. He said, that makes sense. I said, if I relax with it and let it ride, then I'm not feeling the pressure of having to get anything done. So I can use him as an example for that. For me, that's what I do. And I think, I don't even know why I do what I do. I just do it. So, but I really think it's divine order for me. I really, and I feel strongly about that. And maybe it's, and all these beautiful people, I mean, look at them. I mean, sometimes I have to overlook what some people will do. It happened today. And I was going to make a decision, and then I changed my mind, and I sat back and I thought, well, now, why didn't you change your mind? So I'm talking to myself, right? Well, first of all, to forgive is divine, and I am part of the divine, and that's what I feel. So I chose to forgive, rather, because I know that you can turn something around and make it be an ally to you. You know what I'm saying? So that was an example today, and I think maybe in another lifetime I was quick to judge. Maybe I, you know, just get rid of them, just whatever, you know, dump them. Whatever, I don't know. But I don't, it's hard to say. What do you think you did in past lives, lifetimes, Maya?
What do I think what?
What do you think you were in past lives? I mean, your karma coming into this lifetime. What, you know, I mean, obviously all of us together now, Candy included, she's listening, must be reaping some good karma right now. That's what I feel. Part of it is because you're associated with everybody on STARS, and if you do work for me, you're in close contact with me, and that's got to be good, you know. So it's a chain reaction kind of thing. But what about you? I mean, do you have any idea about this lifetime, what's coming for you because of what karma or what you did good or what you didn't do so good in the last lifetime? Do you ever think about
that? You know, I don't. I really don't feel that I can be clear about my own life. So
yeah.
I just try to accept what comes. And I know I just live with faith in the sense that, you know, what needs to be right, it will be, and wrong
yep.
will be set right, and that it'll all come full circle, and that if things come that are challenging or difficult, that there's, you know, there is a reason, there's something. I always feel that underneath it all, there's some type of lesson, even though I don't think we're always privy to what that lesson is in the moment or even in that lifetime, perhaps. Sometimes we are. Sometimes we can look back and say, oh, I know why this happened, because this needed to happen and then that needed to happen. And sometimes I don't think that. So I don't. I mean, I know a little bit about some of my past lives, yes. But as far as what my karma is, I don't know that it's something that we can know for ourselves, because it's, to me, it's just so, it's so complicated and complex, and there's so many different areas that we're working on. to me, it's a lot easier to look and see someone else's than it is to look at mine and be able to say, okay, well, this is what my karma is. Now, I can accept and say, well, how I should say it is, I can say, okay, this is what I'm urged to do. This is a feeling of supposed to be. This is where I feel that I need to be. And so there has to be karma involved here, and I'm going to accept and believe that there is. But I don't
right.
I don't necessarily think that I can say, well, my karma is specifically this and this and this. Obviously, it's to work with people in this profession and to do it. I don't see it as just a job. I see it as a calling. And, you know, so there's definitely karma in that. And I'm not really sure if that's because someone may have helped me or because I was very non-spiritual before, and I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
So now,
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say now, what do you think about as far as fate and destiny and karma? How do you see that all interrelating?
Well, you know, because of the way my life is right now, destiny would be like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. This is your calling. This is my calling. And my calling is, you know, I have passion and love for it, and I'm reminded of it sometimes with my son. He'll say, but Mom, you've done this so many years. Well, but yeah, I have, and I love it, and I still love it, and I still have a passion for it. So I think that's part of my destiny. That's my calling. As far as emotionally, I hope there's something emotionally coming my way, some kind of love situation or whatever. But my son said something unique yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to share this with you. I said, well, gee, you know, I was looking in the mirror, and he said, Mom, you look pretty. What are you looking at yourself for? And I said, well, maybe somebody's going to look at me. And he looked at me, and he said, well, like a man? And I said, yeah. Well, he said, well, what do you want a man for? I said, well, I don't know, just to interact with the male, just to have somebody maybe come change a light bulb so I don't have to call you. And we talked about, you know, I wanted to make myself look better. He said, Mother, you don't look your age. And he said, you don't need a man because you're older. I said, excuse me?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Well, then you're not seeing your... Well, of course, this is my son seeing his mother, quote-unquote, right? Mother. Mother just does not intermingle. But, you see, I think that down the road, should that ever happen for me, I think I'd have a little bit of a problem with my son. Only because he was so close to his father and he's so close to me, it would be more like, and maybe this would be coming from a past life for him, that he wouldn't think anybody would be good enough for me. But I think he would come around. I think he would just kind of let this person know, you treat my mother good or else.
Right.
You will receive my wrath.
If he saw you were happy, I think that's pretty common.
I think it is too.
You know,
but I thought to myself, well, gee whiz, I might as well just give up on everything. What am I here for? I mean, yes, I have work. He said, you love your work. He said, isn't that enough? And I said, well, my work doesn't have dinner with me. You know, well, it does sometimes. You know, we were laughing about it. But I thought about it later that he looks at me like, well, that part of your life is over. That's it. You had dad and that's it. Well, without really getting my opinion, I think my granddaughter would probably feel the same. She's very opinionated. I know my daughter-in-law would, but Jada, I don't know. Maybe Jada would. Maybe say, I could hear her saying to her dad, you know, Graham really looks happy. I haven't seen her this happy, and I don't know when. You know, I think she would come up with a little quip like that. She would say something like that because she will voice her opinion. But yeah, I had to share that with you because it really bothered me, and I almost said something to him today when he called, and I thought, nah, just let it go. What's the difference? You know, you know, I don't have to worry about it right now. So, but I think past lives, destiny. I think in one of your lifetimes you will reach your destiny. I think you will do exactly what you're supposed to have been doing all along. And I feel that I am at that right now. I don't think I'm finished with things like for stars. And, you know, somebody told me that I should write. And I don't know. I think when you have a desire to do something, you will do it. Maybe I wrote a lot in another lifetime. You know, maybe I did a lot of that. Maybe nobody acknowledged it. And so this time for me is maybe I need to write something. I don't know. I don't really think about it like that. I think everything about stars. My whole life revolves around stars and the people that I'm surrounded by and the beautiful souls that I've gotten to know and, you know, Candy and yourself and Jackie. And there's quite a few of them. I don't really know Maya. I don't have the answers for all of it, but well, if I had a bad experience, if I was not a good person in the last lifetime or whatever, how many lifetimes, and I'm here now, I'm really a good person. I'm really a loving, kind soul, who would do just about anything for anybody if they really needed it. And I don't think I probably was like that before. But I think this time around, I learned a lot of lessons probably in the lifetimes. And so now I'm going to receive some decent karma. And I have to say, one of the things that I have received is my health. You know, I have a friend who's been seriously ill. Well, you know, my son will say, well, yeah, but Mom, look at her life. Look at what she didn't do. Now, this lifetime he's talking about. And I said, well, no, then you're talking about that she's getting her just rewards. I don't believe that. But as far as myself, I don't even have to knock on wood. I'm just a good person, and that's how I'm going to be till I leave Earth. That's what I'm going to do. That's my mission, and I'm not going to falter, and that's it. What about you, Maya? I have a call. I'll take the call and see who this is. Maybe you can talk a little bit, and I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, I tend to see fate and destiny as being a little bit different than karma. To me, karma, again, is the ultimate balancing of all things. It's the yin and the yang, the flora, the fauna. It's seeing, you know, and feeling spiritually, emotionally, all sides to every situation, to every being sympathetic and also being the one that needs sympathy. So it's all that. Fate and destiny, I feel, we have free will and choice, but I also feel like there are things along our path in each lifetime that are fate or destiny. And these are things that are going to occur and really... and I don't think there's a lot of them. There's just a few of them, some of us more than others. But those are things that no matter what our choices may be, that is fate and it's going to happen. Like, for example, death would be a good one. No matter what we do, no matter how healthy we are, we could live till we're 100 or 110. But eventually we are going to die and our journey will continue. So there's certain things that I feel I would consider fate or destiny that we're not going to avoid. We may take the long road to them. We may stall in getting there. But eventually that's going to come to us because that's something that it's like a cement block on our path. It's not movable. It's not, we can't go around it. We simply have to deal with it. So, and then the rest of it or the majority is free will. And, you know, universal law teaches us that free will, you know, well, it states that grace overrides karma. And that's, I'll get into that more later because that can be misleading and complicated. But let me check with Natalie and see if she has a caller.
No, I'm back. She's just going to listen, so that's good. So
well,
you can
you
continue
go ahead
on.
And put your two cents in.
Let me put my two cents in. You know I always have 5 cents I can put in, and not two.
Yeah.
Maybe a dollar's worth, I don't know. You know, destiny, I believe things will happen when they're supposed to happen, and that's it. But that could be divine. That could be what we discussed before. It's just, it's divine order. It's the order of things that I don't think that you can change destiny. I think you can, you know, on this lifetime, you can, and I have to use myself as an example. You just do good for everybody else. You do things under grace. You care about people. You help, give a helping hand. You, for me, I go overboard. So does my son. But some people are more select. But I think that's my destiny. My destiny was to create stars and bring a lot of people together so that they could be happy in the work that they're doing. And fate, well, you could call it fate, too. I think that's been my fate. This is I didn't start off this way, you know, when I was really young. And I didn't really start doing this until, like, I have to say the 80s. You know, when I got a taste of it on America Online when I worked there. But I'll tell you something. When I worked there, I learned quickly what it was I would never do. I saw the way things were being handled, and it wasn't my style at all. So I guess I think I was just quickly removed from it. I think that was my divine timing. We need to get her out of there because I've said before, I really think that you can't really change things that are going to happen for you. Oh, and I don't mean walking across the street. You know, you're going to look both ways. I mean major things. Like you said, death. I mean, everybody's going to pass away. Sometimes it's difficult when I'm like a young child, like I think I talked of last week, that she was only 14 and I knew people were going to be asking, but why her? And then you see these people in nursing homes that are in their 90s and they can't hardly function. So you think, now what is that all about? And they really, they don't, there's got to be a reason, though. To me, there's got to be a reason for it. Maybe somebody has to take care of them and learn how to take care. I think it's kind of a snowball effect. I used to work in a nursing home, too, and so I see these older people, and then if I heard of somebody passing that was really young, I mean, I would question it and say, well, gee, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, here's this older person. What are they contributing? And here's this other one who's so talented and gifted. But I just think that that's your fate. That's what it's lined up for you, and that's what it's going to do. And that's karma, too, I would suppose, right, Maya?
I would say yes, that it's a form of karma, definitely. And that we can, you know, I think we have to a point, we can change our karma with our free will and grace if we take note and realize that we're off the spiritual path. And by spiritual, I mean looking at others, the collective, with love and doing good and thinking about other people and being compassionate, kind, and caring. If we get off of that path or we forget or we get too self-absorbed in our life, too materialistic, too superficial, and we have an enlightenment and a realization that, you know, those things are great. Money gives us, I always say, money gives us more choices and options. It does not make us happy. If we
right.
can stop and we can say, okay, this life isn't working for me, and I'm going to change how my worldview and my self-view, then I do believe that our karma changes with that. So I do believe that it's possible. Go ahead.
Oh, well, no, I'm disagreeing with you. I think it's possible to change it. I do, too. I really do. I think I'm trying to think back. If I was as giving as I am now, I don't think I was in a position to do that.
I don't think so either, because from what you said, about your husband, I don't know that he would have allowed you to be as giving as you are now.
Oh, no, because he would have said I was wasting my time.
Right.
Yeah, that's what he would have said. And you can bet he's watching and listening and thinking, oh, really? No, it's true. Yeah, no, it's true. He would have thought I was being used. That's what he would have thought.
Right.
And I wasn't.
Right.
I wasn't as I could not be doing what I'm doing now, and he be still with me, and be okay. I think he would have resented that I was giving so much of my time. Yeah, he started to do that. He didn't like it. But of course, that was his self-absorption. That was because he was not getting all the attention. And, you know,
right.
And yet I heard my calling, you know. Maya, I heard the calling. It was pulling me. You need to be doing this. This is you. This is part of who you are. And I don't know, maybe fate had a part in it, you know. Well, you know, it's kind of like saying, well, now how are we going to get Natalie to be able to do all this? That's an extreme. We've got to get her to be able to create this platform to find Tony, to you and Candy and all the rest, you know, and the first gal that I started with, she said, well, how are you going to get people to help you run this? And I said, well, just like in any business, you know, you have the tree trunk and then you have the limbs. You go all this way. And that's exactly what I told her. That was a long time ago. She didn't think I could do it. She really didn't. Oh, I guess I fooled her.
But, I guess she did, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sure she's seen what I've accomplished, and she was the one, you know, she just kept saying, you're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to handle it all. You know, and I just kind of like, okay, that's what you think. You think what you want, and I'll think what I want, and I'm going to do, because I knew that the path was going to be cleared for me. I was going to be able to do it. And be able to handle it in a way that I don't have this, you know, ego that, oh, well, you can't talk to me. I own stars. Or, no. That's never going to happen with me. No, never. I'm too, my feet are planted on the ground. But I think a lot of this is from karma, don't you think? I mean, what I did before,
yeah.
What I didn't do before. I think that's why I'm able to do it now. Positive
yeah.
way. Right?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I believe that it's karma. It's why you've been successful, but you've remained humble. Like you said, you haven't been, you know, you haven't allowed your success to be, oh, well, I own stars and be uppity and treat people
right. no.
like in a lowly class. So that says that you're able to be that way, when it means that you've learned something in a prior life or lifetimes so that you're able to accept the notoriety or being famous,
yeah.
whatever, however you want to word it,
right.
without
right.
without it going to. And we see that with actors and actresses, too, how
some of them,
you know, they seem so humble and down to earth, and other ones, you know, you hear about them, they're difficult to work with. They stomp their feet and leave the rehearsal if something isn't
right.
done right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They pout if they don't get their way, and if something doesn't go exactly what they feel it should be happening for them, or they like to be treated like kings and queens. And you can apply that to any walk of life. There are people that just feel that they're owed something. And I think you see it a lot. You can see it with famous people a lot. Some of them, not all of them. I mean, you can't put them all in the same box and say, well, yes, they're all like that. They're not. I mean, there are a lot of. But I also think you could think about karma with some of them who have walked a not so good path, and then all of a sudden they have some kind of epiphany and they change. They do an about face. Maybe they're super giving and give a lot of stuff, give a lot of money away, do for charities, when before they were too stingy. Maybe they were stingy in another life, but now the lesson is, okay, we're going to give you a chance this time to walk the straight and narrow, to do something good. And I believe that because of the way the world is, that it's been spiraling down instead of spiraling up. We have to go up. We have to spiral up. We have to, because what's down? I mean, it's the dark and the negative. So that can be karma too. Maybe that's part of what I'm supposed to be doing. I think about it all the time. I think about that of a tornado, you know, going down into the ground instead of going up. You know how it's swirling? We need to be swirling up to where the universe is. We need to be going up, not down. And sometimes I get on my podium about that, I guess, because I'm very defined about that. Maybe in a, you know, my karma now is to speak up. Before I didn't, maybe I watched. And we've talked about me being around when Jesus was alive. I really believe that I was. So what was that? You know, so maybe I, well, obviously I skipped some lifetimes, I'm thinking. And so maybe I was there. And, I mean, I was just totally crushed. I would have done whatever. I know I would have done whatever I could do. I probably would have lost my life because I would have been so strong about my opinions then. So maybe I skipped some lifetimes, and maybe at the beginning of this lifetime, you know, 20 years ago, I wasn't so strong about things that I felt. Now I am. Now you know, it's I'm very determined, and but I again, you have to find what you really love, and maybe before, you know, I think I've learned an awful lot. I think maybe that's why Stars is really moving fast now, doing really well, better than when it started. And I think it's got to do with karma, you know, maybe, and me,
right.
And before, in the lifetime before, maybe I was lackadaisical. Oh, who cares? I don't really care. La, 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 go along, you know, well, not this time. And I have had a chance to do good, to make up for what I did before. And I have done it, and now it's picking up speed. And I see nothing but good things coming, I really, and I don't have to be a psychic to know that. It's just a feeling that I have inside. And, yeah. But, you know, still, you know, my heart goes out to people that are in need. It really, really does. It's a good thing I'm not working a soup kitchen or something, because I'd probably give away a lot of money and just go shopping or if I could. You know what I'm saying? But maybe before I was very selfish.
Right.
I was selfish and self-centered. And obviously I learned. Whatever I'm doing now, it's from a previous lifetime that I didn't do before, but I know now. I have learned this time of what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm a real good schmoozer, too. So maybe then people were schmoozing me. Maybe they got me to do things, you know. I mean, you could do a reverse on everything that you think about. Look at you, Maya. I mean, you're successful. You're a beautiful woman. You and I, we have said, are probably sisters in another life.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
And Candy, I know she's listening. You know, I mean, she thinks of me as her mother. Well, maybe I was her mother before. Maybe she was my mother. I don't know. But you see what I'm saying? I think you're all brought together because of fate and destiny, and especially in this field. This is not an easy field to be in and to be giving and stay spiritual, because it's so money-oriented. It can be, but I feel that's what Stars is not about and sets us apart from all the other sites. And I can say that with clarity, and I know that's the truth. So, you know, but yeah, you and I, we were sisters, or maybe something else before. Maybe Candy was my mother. Who knows, you know? But we're brought together, and I think it's fate. I think it's all because of this. And we're all working towards this spiritual, think of it like a pyramid. We're all working towards up at that top thing there. We're all building and building and building. And it's I can't imagine what my life was like before in another lifetime. I don't think it was very good. I really don't. I don't think I was really that nice. I don't know. It's the opposite of what I am
mean,
now.
That could be, and that's why you have such a strong drive.
Yeah, I do. It's getting stronger, too. I'm more determined than I was even 2 years ago.
Wow.
I am. I don't know why. Tell me why. I don't know. I just am. I just can see a lot clearer and know that there's more to come. There is more to come. So, and I'm going to be a part of that, whatever it is. I have to keep doing, spread all the good things and help those that I care about. And I love so many people. I don't just care about them. I love them. And when you do that,
right.
And I'm sure that's karma for me, because I'm sure before I didn't give two hoots about anyone. It was all about me. But not this time. It's not. Not at all.
It does feel like karma that you're, and it's increasing because it's, you know, karma is, again, it's that feeling of supposed to be. So every time you do something that's part of your karmic journey or your karmic fulfillment or contract or however you want to look at it, whatever word you want to use, the more that you do it, the more you feel good about it. And so the more you become determined and committed and dedicated to continuing. So that's why it's getting stronger, because you're getting something out of it, and then you're kind of settling the odds, or you're balancing, I think is a better term. You're balancing out whatever may have been lacking in a prior life or lifetime that you were not able, for whatever reason. You weren't enlightened. You weren't aware enough. Who knows, maybe you were a male and you were the breadwinner and you worked 80 hours a week and you didn't have time to be spiritual or to focus on other people. You only had the capacity to think about your family. I mean, it could be so many different things.
I know. And isn't that wonderful that it can be? It is.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful thing. You know, when you think about it, it really, really is. And you could dissect your life or my life or Candy's, how we were and where we are right now. And sometimes it gets to be a little tough sometimes. Like I had a tough time with my husband for like 4 years. But that probably was karma. That probably was something that I had to do to get through it, and I did all by myself, and look what it's done for me. It allowed me to step from that, to step up, I want to say up, to something else that was so grandeur and so good that, my magazine is part of it. You know, that started a long time ago, and I didn't really work it that much, but now I don't even have to work it. I have so many things coming to me. I mean, it takes all my evenings to answer all these emails. Now, that again is part of my role right now in this lifetime. And then I think before it was not, I don't think I did very, very much for anybody. I don't really think I did. I was probably just all into self. And maybe I had a chance now from when I was little. And I was guided. Okay, well, now she's got to step up here and do something. This has got to be different, because that's how I feel it works out to be. It's, you know, you have chances to change things, and some people don't. It's not in their personality. Not everybody can do what I do. Not everybody can do exactly what I do. I mean, I handle so many things at once, but it's so easy for me. And isn't it funny? When I was in school, I didn't like school at all. And but now I'm helping. I love what I do. I can tell you that. And if I was not so nice before, well, I'm making up for it, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm happy that I can do that. I really am. So, and Maya, you know, you and I got really close right away.
Right.
So yeah, right away. There was an instant love for each other, like sisterly. Like if I'm really feeling crummy, I'll text you, or I'll send you an email. We email all the time because you write for the blog, and you really should read the blog that Maya does, because there's so much information in there, and she channels it all. It's not like she's making it up in her head, or she read a book and she's putting it together in the blog. No, it's got a lot of good information. I read it because I put it in there. That's what I do. And I read it every single day. and look at Candy. I've given Candy some a job to do, saying she's done it well. Maybe in her lifetime before, you know, who knows what she did. But now look at her. She's coming around full circle because she met me and I saw something in her. And I think we are all intertwined in lifetimes before, I really do. And we're just all back together again. I like to think that that's what it is. That sounds kind of nice, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We are intertwined.
I believe we have familiars. We have people, I would say 5 to 8 people that are in our lives. And sometimes they're just there for a short while, but they've been with us before. And the relationship, like you said, maybe Candy was your mother or, you know, who knows what the specifics of the relationship were. But, you know, we were somehow involved with them in some type of close connection. All the people that we have that close or special connection with,
right?
I believe that it's not just random that we've been somehow involved, which is why for a lot of us, whether it's romantic or platonic, even a platonic friendship like you and I, there's just a click. There's just something that feels right. And again, I go back to the supposed to be. It feels like it's supposed to be. We were supposed to be friends. We were supposed to meet. So that's definitely, I mean, I
we
would
have
say
a caller,
that's definitely.
And I know who it is. It's our star, Zanias, and he wants to say something about karma, so let's pull him in here. I saw his phone number, and I thought, well, I better find out because he was in chat, and yes, it's him, so let's bring him in here. Star, Zanias is on the line. You're live.
How are you? How are you, ladies? Hi, Maya.
I'm good.
Hi,
what do you
Maya.
Have to say about karma?
Well, you know, I was thinking we were talking, oh my gosh, covered like so many things in like 10 minutes. That was unbelievable.
That's because I talked so fast.
Nah, I just have to take notes quicker. We were talking about karma and people in our lives and like people that might not always want to bring us up but have a tendency to bring us down. And, you know, I call them psychic vampires. Those are the people in our lives that just continue to suck the lifeblood out of us. And
but
no matter what we
can
do.
But were they in your lifetime before? Did you have something like that? Was this karma for you, you think?
Yeah, and I do now. But my biggest problem is, like, if I, like, care about them, even in the slightest bit, I have trouble breaking off ties, and I allow them to continue to suck my lifeblood. And
oh,
I find that drags
me down.
So
what do you
think
about that, Maya? That's from another lifetime. That's got to be karma for him.
The psychic vampire.
What do you think, Maya? Are you there?
Yeah, no, I agree. I call them energy vampires, but it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that could probably be karma, and it's tied up with, you know, not being able to let go, trying to be compassionate and caring, but at the same time being used almost, and like you said, having your life's blood sucked out of you. So that's a complicated situation or relationship to be in for sure.
Do you think that that now we were talking about? I think Nat mentioned ascending a pyramid and reaching that ultimate consciousness.
Yeah,
I had seen
that in my head, yeah.
Yeah, do you think that, like, we ever get knocked down from a certain level and then have to start our way back up? Or do you think we just keep coming back, having to repeat that cycle until we get it right?
I think that on occasion we are knocked off of that and we have to maybe not start from the bottom, but we have to repeat levels. And I think that's because something went wrong in the lesson. It wasn't learned. It didn't stick with us. Or we knew it, and then we made a choice in the next consecutive lifetime. We didn't choose to walk the path that we knew we were supposed to. So I definitely believe it's possible to be knocked down and to have to kind of recline the pyramid or the hill.
So that means that, for instance, I would have to come back and relearn that lesson in order to go up to the next level.
Well, unless you were able to, I mean, you still have a lot of time here, unless you were able to turn it around here. And throughout the rest of this lifetime, you still have this lifetime, I think, to, you know, balance. And if you were able to achieve the balance you needed, then you might not have to return. That would be my feeling.
Yeah. That's a good point. I always feel like sometimes, like, I have to continue repeating the same life lessons over and over, because unfortunately sometimes I don't always learn them. But my mother always told me, damn it, David, you have to learn the hard way. And you never know. And you never know when to keep your mouth shut.
Yep.
I think my mouth has been the biggest problem in continuing my karmic cycle. I hope you get there some way. I personally feel I'm an old soul. I think that I should be close to completing it, perhaps.
Yeah, that's another thing that we have to talk about too, Maya, is like, how do you know when you're in your last karmic cycle? How does that even happen? I mean, like, say, like, you're just doing everything so wonderfully and spreading all the good stuff and all that. Does that mean that you fulfilled your destiny? Does that mean that, well, there's no reason to bring her back again? I've always felt that.
We'll probably have to talk about that next week, but
okay.
I do
yep.
believe that we get to a point where
okay.
we pretty much everything, we're in a complete and total state of grace. You know, some people would call that universal
right.
understanding, and so we become so balanced. Go ahead, David.
Why is she asking that? Why she want to know that?
Okay, David, I'm going to put you on hold because we can't hear Maya.
Okay.
Go ahead, Maya.
Okay.
Go ahead, Maya.
Okay.
It's all yours.
Okay, so what I feel is that we do reach that level, and when we are to a point where we have that complete state of grace in every aspect of our life, or that universal understanding. And so it's more of, it's not so much what we have, but how we feel and deal with everything and the actions that we take. And I think when we reach, from what I understand, when we reach that level, there may be, at least for the moment, no reason to return to Earth. So at that point, once we leave the Earth, then we go into the spiritual realm and we work there, maybe we're angels, we're messenger angels, or maybe we're intervention angels, or maybe we're protection angels, maybe we're guides. So yes, I do feel that that's possible, and that's something that I did want to discuss next week. I know we're pretty much out of time.
Yeah, we're running close now. So, but David, he can hear us, but I want to thank him for calling in. We encourage people to call in so we can find out different things that are going on. And like you see, he's part of STARS. Okay, well, he came to STARS, and I don't think he works for another place, and he just, you know, him and I hit it off. And so again, you know, you can think about all the people that I work with that came to STARS, and I didn't solicit people. I mean, it's part of growth. It's part of everybody's karma. Anybody who's on STARS, it's part of their karma. This is something that they should be doing. And if they don't do it right this time, they're going to have to do it again, I guess. But it's, you know, it's neat talking about all this kind of stuff, because I, you know, I'm not an authority on it. And I always think that mine knows everything. Don't you?
No, I don't.
No, she doesn't. Yes, she does. She knows quite a bit. But, yeah, we're coming to the close here. It's 8:59. I extended the episode so we wouldn't get cut off. But, David, thank you. I've got you on so that you can hear, because you had some background talk going on. But thank you for calling in. And, Candy, thank you for being in the room there. You know, she's had some people. She had some visitors. This is always good. Karma is a good subject to talk about, because everybody wants to know, what does it mean? How does it relate to you? And next week, what are we going to be going over, Maya? Do you have any ideas? Is it going to be basically the same continuation?
Yeah, continuation and talking a little bit more about maybe the specifics and role karma plays and how, if or how we can change our karma and how we know if we're, well, I mean, I'm sure we won't laugh for things to discuss.
Oh, no. Do we ever? No, we don't. So with that, I'm going to say good night. I love you, Maya. I love Candy. David, you're loved. Of course, he knows that. Anybody that comes to STARS, and I always use that because that's the baby. That's the vehicle that we're all sitting on riding to, wherever we're riding to. And I don't even know where I'm taking us because I don't know. But anyways, we're going someplace. And so we'll continue this next week. It'll be part two. And enjoy the week. Be safe. And I will see everybody next week on Monday at 8 o'clock. Bye-bye.
Bye.